Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday, October.
I have the ideology because I believe that it is the best way of coming at the world and what type of.
And this is so. Terror. Sounds.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
too. Mic check. 1, 2. 1, 1, 1, 2. Hello.
Yo, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, you know you're broadcasting live right now, right?
Yeah, none of my audio is playing through my mixer. I'm trying to get that straightened out. It's a little frustrating. I'm like trying to like play it and make sure the wires work, and I'm all good. My connection's all good. My mic is still good, but I'm just gonna ride out. I have some good audio all prepared for the show and everything, but none of my audio is playing. But it's all right, though. I'll ride with you.
It's good. It's good. All right, man. I'll let you get back to it.
All right, man. Thanks, man.
All right, brother.
Good night. Always sorting out some technical difficulties here, but always with the intent of bringing something good. This is Subterra Sounds. Yours truly, Mass Formatic, Blog Talk Radio, Sunday evening, October 25th, 2015. Subterra Sounds, part of the True Cafe Radio Network. Sub, meaning below or under, and Terra, meaning terrain or ground. This is art, artists, and artistry against authority. Rebel music, the rhythm of the revolution. True revolution, not false rebellion, the revolution of the mind. The boom bap rhythm of true activism. Science the sound, science the speech, and the written word. Poetry, literature, film, and more. Pain, the joy, the battle, the victory, the rise, the fall, and the woven fabric of history. The true, the bold, the honorable, the daring, the expression of the soul, and the experience in sharing. The concealed, the esoteric, the hidden, the occult, the elevated minds combined to generate the collective electric bolt. The art, the action, the many, the sum, the clap and the hum in the rhythm of the drum. What's the rhythm of your revolution? This is Subterra Sounds. I want to thank you for joining me on Sunday evening. Yeah. Please visit www.TriviumCafeRadio.com. Is there you can listen to all of our old material in the archives, linked to past episodes, all of our social media, see and hear all that we have to offer, like taking off the blinders with Randall Krause, Trivium Cafe with Raul and myself, Mass Formatic. The Bull's Two Cents with Raul the Bull. We've got Subterra Sounds of myself, once again, Mass Formatted. We can be reached at triviumcafe@gmail.com if you want to get at us, send us some material, questions, comments. Feel free. That's triviumcafe@gmail.com, TRIVIUMCAFE@gmail.com. Facebook event page, answer or respond. And the number here is 347-989-1084. If you want to comment, question, just hit 1, and I'll bring you aboard. Just hit that 1 on the keypad. I don't have a particular topic for this evening. Just wanted to play a little bit of new audio, make sure that was coming through nice and clear, and just trying to get a nice streamlined delivery here on Subterra Sounds. Just got a new piece of recording equipment, mixer, and always looking to elevate it. And always going to have some problems with the technical issues, but that's all right. As I said before, I'm going to roll with it, and always with the aim, the intent of bringing across some primo, prime, must-hear information, as usual, on the Trivium Cafe Radio Network. Now, speak your mind. This is a place where you open your mind. It's not just a cliche. Your mind is a parachute. It doesn't work if it's not open. Positive action-based solutions. We talk about that. Use it. This is a third step of the quadrivium, music, number and time, rhythm, frequency, vibration, based in the positive. Sunday evening, I'm loving this weather, I'm loving this time of year. I got some shout outs, as usual. IMH, my man Equinox Beats, out of Long Island, New York. Check them out on YouTube, Equinox Beats. Equinox Beats, EQUINOXBEATS, Equinox Beats. They're on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Big up to Ryan, Mike, and RIP, Raking It Paper. IMH on Facebook as well. Follow the group. Big shout to GC. Vibe Music, as always. My man right here, Florida. The Pinellas County. Unknown poet, always doing his thing. That's right. So what's going on? We're talking about what's the present human condition? What's going on? A year out from the big election. You gotta choose the lesser of two evils, right? Gotta vote. What's going on with the food? What's going on with the water? What's going on with the air we breathe? What's going on with all that? Yeah. You know, it's always, when you're talking about any particular subject, it's always key to get onto common ground when we're talking about terms, words, phrases. Whenever we're getting into any particular subject, it's always key to get definitions of terms out of the way. That's the first step of the tree. The three-way path. The input, the processing, the output. You got the grammar, the logic, the rhetoric. Looking at it with defining our terms, that's the grammar. So there's a lot of obfuscation just on the basis of the trivium out there. Many people never even heard of the word. There was a time I never even heard of the word myself. Trivium, I was like, trivia? Trivia? Trivial? Nah. A lot of obfuscation out there in the world, mass media, in the world of politics, the world of finance, etc. A lot of obfuscation, twisting, a clouding of different terms. So as usual, politicians are wordsmiths. Very captivating, very charismatic characters. I like that. Captivating, charismatic characters. You know, I think I said it before on the show. What's the definition of insanity? Is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. What does that say about the constant magnetism, like a moth to a flame, when it comes to the masses and their iconic politicians who care about them? That's real good audio about that particular topic. It was. I'll let you know. You can check it out. Larkin Rose, a song he did called Vote. You gotta vote. Excellent. Had it ready. little bit of technical difficulties this evening, but it's all right. Very interesting piece. Check it out. That's Lawson Rose up on YouTube and his song, Vote. Nice cartoon video that goes along with that as well. Very good work, I gotta say. A little humorous, satire. But hey, spreading a truth, spreading a positive, and it's doing that work. Got a little bit of a spoof, got a little bit of a parody myself coming up. Working up. Yeah, I'm doing a little bit of a parody of How Many More? That little piece from what was Hollywood Celebrities after Sandy Hook. How many more? How many more? How many more? Yeah. How many more crisis actors? How many more people that cannot cry? How many more family members that appear on TV doing interviews within hours of their loved ones slain, killing, murder? You know, I think I made a Facebook post. One morning, I was up really late. And I had a picture of the planet Earth, and I said, you know what? I was thinking, you know, this whole 2012 thing, remember that? Oh, the world's going to end. Oh, the world's going to end. Remember Y2K 1999? Oh, the world's going to end in year 2000, right? I was thinking about, all that twisting of the Mayan calendar and all that December. You know, we're all going to wake up that morning. I woke up that morning fine, just like I thought. Then I was thinking, you know, a little bit after that. And, you know, some other people kind of mentioned it too, like this. Awakening, I don't want to, that's a term that's way overused, but for lack of better terms, I'm going to use that, awakening. And a week before December 21st, 2012, exactly a week, we had December 14th, December in 2012. Exactly a week before that, we had Sandy Hook, and within a day, I saw very odd things. The next day, even more odd things. Talking about the coroner video, the very odd coroner. And of course, the infamous Robbie Parker chuckling before he grasps the podium and goes into character mode. Not the first time this has been done, but on this scale and on this recognition by people, it's a bit of an awakening. So many instances and occurrences and supposed attacks and shootings and bombings and this and that. We're starting to see some things, aren't we? Knowing what to look for. How many more? How many more? How many more people that are incapable of crying? How many more bullshit actors they got to get to convince me to believe in a bullshit story? How many times are they going to insult our intelligence and people still buy their shit? Get hyped up. I'm ready for the bowling. Very insulting to the intelligence. Anyway, my original point, 2012, awakening, end of the world, however you wanted to interpret it. You know how I interpreted it. Got to get up and go to work. Well, in fact, you know what? Maybe it was a Saturday. I don't even remember what day of the week it fell on. But I knew I'd wake up like normal and do my thing. So, crisis actors. A new idea, a new thing to look for the keen eyes out there looking at these things. And on a lighter note, connected to the same topic, but on a lighter note, Red Silver J, what was it, Team Wake Him Up? He's got this video, hilarious. I'm telling you, it's hilarious. He's got this video of Obama and Hillary doing speeches. This is back in 2008, in the campaign, doing speeches in front of crowds, and somebody faints in the audience. Somebody get that person water. Oh, is someone okay? And you see Obama respond. Oh, somebody's sick. And then a quick little joke, oh, that sometimes happens when people hear me talk. And then there's this one in particular. It's very funny. This happens a lot. Happens all the time. Doing this speech, I forgot where. And then there's this young lady behind Obama speaking at a podium. And you can start to see her start to lose it. She's like leaning like the Tower of Pisa. And then all of a sudden, boom, she starts to go down. And then the lady next to her, who, if you watch the analysis by Red Silver J, is her handler. She catches her fall. And then Obama turns around, responds, helps her up. Oh, can we get some water? Da, 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 da. Very hilarious. I don't want to give it all away. But Red Silver J or Team Wake Him Up's YouTube channel, Obama fainting. And Hillary does it too. She'll be up on the mic, in the podium, and somebody in the crowd will get faint and ill and fall down all of a sudden. Oh, speaking of doing a big time fake, did you see the fake coffin routine? I forgot to mention that the other night. The fake bullshit coffin routine she did. They all do it. They all do stuff, these little things like that. All politicians, I don't care what they are. Hilarious, ridiculous. The acting, the bullshit, the insulting of our intelligence. Get the fuck out of here. Oh, man, I'm getting hyped up, and it's Sunday. I'm feeling good. Technical difficulties aside, I'm doing my thing. It's Subterra Sounds. I'm loving this time of season. I'm a Long Island boy down here in Florida, operation out of Clearwater. I do miss my winters, I must say, but I'm enjoying it. Nonetheless, here on planet Earth, about all types of key issues. It's our thing. This is our little thing, TCRN. It's our thing, This is our Cosa Nostra, our little thing. Only we don't hide it. This is the human race thing. That's the way it is. There's only one race, the human race. Don't fall for that divide and conquer. This artificial, outside pitting and splitting of different groups and subgroups. All the while, the infighting occurs. And the rulers make off with everything. What I really wanted to talk about this evening, and I think I'll get into it right now, as a matter of fact, that I'm going to have a sip of this good, distilled, non-fluoridated H2O right here. So excuse me. Natural law expression. It's not something I made up. Didn't come out of nowhere. It's been around the beginning of time. You can break it down into any category you want. There's two expressions that come at the basis of all that there is. If that sounds confusing, keep paying attention. I'm going to break it down. Two, generative forces, like a polarity, a positive and a negative, if you will. The positive, we got love. And out of love, there is a first expression, an initiative expression. And that is knowledge. You are seeking the truth. Internally, within, what do you get? Your gaining of knowledge. What do you get from the seeking of truth? Get internal rulership, an inner sovereignty. You are your own king. Ladies, you are your own queen. Knowledge and seeking that truth, you will have gained the knowledge of self to be thy king, thyself, thy queen, thyself. You are a king, you are a king, and you are a queen. If that initial, that generative force is love within. Now let's talk about on the outside, the external expression. What's that? When you are your own king, fellas, when you are your own king, when you know yourself and you are a king, you have an external expression of freedom, external atmosphere of anarchy, because you are your own monarchy. Mono, one, archy, ruler. You are the sole ruler of yourself. No one else, unless you willfully give that up. You do that, that's your fault. You fall for the okey-doke, that's your fault. You don't want to take responsibility, that's your fault. I'll talk about that in a minute, but we're getting to the other column of negative expression. But moving along with positive expression. When you have external anarchy and you ain't got nobody ruling over you, you will have order. You will have good. You see, out of love, you will have knowledge. You have your internal sovereignty, external freedom, and the manifestation, that expression of order and good. So you look around and say, well, that's what's that mass formatted? I don't see none of that. Yeah, well, what's the key element missing here? L-O-V-E. If you ain't loving, you ain't living. How do you say live backwards? Evil. You ain't living, you ain't loving. The second column, talking about a negative expression. There are only two. I said first, love. And now we have fear. That's the worst F word there is. Never mind that other one. Fear. Love and fear. It's not love and hate. Hate is a manifestation, it is a derivative of fear. It's not love and hate. We're not talking about that kind of a relationship. Out of fear, once again, that is that generative force. You operate in fear, that polarity of fear, and that first expression is, it's not seeking truth. It's not seeking knowledge. Nah, none of that. What is that called? That's ignorance. Refusing truth. Willfully not engaging, not even caring or acknowledging the seeking of truth. That's ignorance. Willfully ignoring something. You know? And what's the first, internal expression out of that? Well, with love, we had being your own king, sovereignty. Well, on the negative expression of fear, what do you get out of ignorance and refusing truth? We're talking about confusion, internal strife and tribulation, internal anarchy. We're not talking about external. We're talking about internal anarchy. You ain't got your own ducks in a row within. There's confusion within. There is fragmentation within. Non-communication, miscommunicate, discommunicate within. That's what you're going to have. External monarchy. Someone's going to rule over you eventually if you don't become your own king. You're going to have internal anarchy. And then after that, someone else is going to rule over you because you don't have your shit together. Yeah. From the viewpoint of that sociopathic and psychopathic individual, they're looking for this kind of individual to control. Those that are confused within, easy to control. And what is that manifestation out of all that? Chaos and evil. Control. A world of limitations. Well, you look around, a lot of people say, oh, but that's a terrible world. Oh, that's just the way it is. No, that's not just the way it is. Because people ain't hip to this right here. That's what I'm talking about. Two expressions, two emotions. That's it. Love and fear. You know, within the heart of passion. Passion is hot. Passion. In Spanish, the heart is corazón. The core of the earth is that, you know, that molten magma coming out of volcanoes in the form of lava. Well, what's your point, Mass Formatic? Where are you going with this? Within the core, there is lava. Within the heart, there is love. Within the corazón, within the core, there is lava. Mother Earth. Lava. Love. As I said before, you ain't loving, you're not living. Operating on that very fast vibration. It's touching all the receptor points it can at the speed that it can. What's negative expression? Fear? very slow, big, lumpy waves. And the ultimate manifestation of that is flatline. Love, positive vibration. Fear, negative vibration. Ain't rocket science. Hey, this is the Trivia Cafe Radio Network. Please visit www.triviumcaferadionetwork.com. Like I said, you can link to all of our past shows in the archives, all of our social media. Got that contest going on right now. Instagram, the middle finger salute. Yeah, the bird. Yeah, to a bird. Good idea. I loved it from the beginning. Excellent idea, Raul, the bull. Once again, he is the maestro of the bull ring on Friday evenings in our Block Talk Radio. It's what we're doing. You know, bringing about these issues that need to be talked about. We're not going to ignore it. As Dr. King said, we're not going to stay silent. Now is not the time to be silent. You're going to put the hands over the ears, the eyes, and the mouth. This ain't no three-ring festering circus. You like that one? I never used that one before, but I like it. But every time I turn around, I'm seeing very good signs for people tuning out, wanting to get out of the matrix. They know something's wrong. They want to get out. Less and less people I know are eating McDonald's. Yeah. What's up with that? Ask yourself this. When was the last time you had McDonald's? Forget about it. Less and less people tuning in to the bullshit corporate media on TV. It's ridiculous. With the flashy lights and their fancy-looking studios. But I bet you, but beyond that facade of all the fancy lights and their pseudo-intellectuals, probably a shit house. Yeah, I'm on fire. Feeling. 8:52. Got about 8 more minutes. One thing I wanted to get into, and I'm going to get into it next week, I promise. Some real deep, deep stuff. We're going to get into some occult and esoteric material, being that it's, I think the show for Halloween, day after Halloween. Yeah, let me look at the calendar real quick and I'll find out what day next week's episode falls on. But this season, this time of the dying, the days of the dying, when the leaves and the trees are falling, in occult and esoteric knowledge, this is the dying of the sun and subsequently the rebirth of the sun. So we're going to be talking about the harvest. We're going to be touching on a little bit of the season of sacrifice. We all should be familiar with the real big main season of sacrifice that comes about in March and April, leading up to May 1st, the old May 1st, the old May Day, the old Kami holiday. Yeah. Dance around the Maypole. Anyway, in this time of year, the season of the dying, a lot of death-themed things out there. Halloween, where'd that come from? Everyone knows it's old pagan. All Hallows Eve, going back to the old Celtic and Druidic days of Northern Europe, we got Samhain. But if you go to Ireland today, I'm sure it's not really all that hyped up like it is here in the States, and going all out fucking nuts like the Yanks would always do. So, a couple minutes left. I want to thank you for being with me, despite the technical difficulties. Next week, we're going to get into that esoteric and culmination of the season of dying. And, of course, as well as many other things also. So, thank you for being with me. And my man, Raul. Good luck, my man. If you're still listening, thank you very much. As always, this is Subterra Sounds. Yes, Subterra, sub meaning below, terra meaning earth or terrain. Below the earth, below the ground, under the terrain. A couple of more minutes left on Sunday evening. I'm competing with the old Sunday night football, doing my thing. The local pub, the local sports bar, everyone around town with the big screen watching the old game, watching the big oblong box in the corner of the room, ignoring the big elephant in the room. What's the problem? The problem with the human condition. People are so tuned out and so numb to it. Hey, there's something that can't be pulled back. But moving on. You open one mind, they open another. I consider that a success. Right? Right. Exactly. Thank you once again for being with me, Mass Formatic. Next week, we're going to have some new audio material, an instrumental, my latest piece, 432 Hertz tuning. Yeah, you ever heard of that? The solfeggio, however you want to pronounce it. The harmonic tunings. You heard of cymatics, the solfeggio, the Schumann resonance. Yeah, want to talk about that? Let's get into that next week. 432 Hertz tuning. You know, all classical music at the turn of the century and for the bigger part of the 20th century, all music was tuned where we had A to 432. At some point, the standard was switched to 440, still an ongoing investigation on my part. We'll get to the bottom of this. There's a lot of rumors, a lot of speculation, a lot of disinformation out there going on about the solfeggios and the harmonic tunings. I tried it out myself. I like it. It works for me. As well as some of the 440. But I can put this under further analysis in the laboratory. But I do have a beautiful piece to present next week on Subterra Sounds. Got about two more minutes left. Yeah, so solfeggio. Once again, we have this word, sol. Like we have solution, solitude, salvation, saliva, soul, the sun. Solar. Going to be getting into that too. Sun symbolism. Not just the physical sun, the inner sun as well. Always expansive. Always growing. Always trying to bring a nice streamlined delivery with the utmost information. Excuse me. Always trying to bring it to you guys the best we can. All of our shows here on TCRN. It's been Subterra Sounds on Blog Talk Radio, part of TCRN. Hope you have a good week. Stay positive vibe. Holding that torch through the wilderness. I'm going to trip. I'm going to stumble. I'm going to bash my head open. But I'm going to keep getting up. Striving for truth. Spreading love. Keep rocking on. No matter what happens. You feel me? Love. Not fear. And I'll leave you with that.